Ake. Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg bereik vandag 'n maksimum van 31, Pretoria 33 en Rustenburg 35 grade. Ons begin in Pretoria waar pasiënte in die Steve Biko Akademiese Hospitaal rondgeskuif moes word na 'n brand vroeg vanoggend.
Firefighters discovered that the uninterrupted power system that consists of lithium ion batteries that serve as a backup system in the case of a power failure were on fire in the plant room on the 7th floor. One of the hospital's electricians came and isolated the power supply.
Die brand is net na 4:00 vanoggend weer geblus. Woordvoerder vir die Tshwane nooddienste Lindsay Nguni sê 20 volwassenes en 'n kind moes vanuit die intensiewe sorgeenheid geskei word wat op die 6de vloer is. Daar was geen verdere beserings nie. Die minister van elektrisiteit en energie Gesiens Ramakgopa het 'n beroep op Eskom gedoen om die kommunikasie te verbeter te midde van môre se spertyd om voorafbetaalde meters op te gradeer. Verbruikers wat dit nie doen nie, sal nie van maandagoggend af elektrisiteit van Eskom kan koop nie. Intussen is daar reeds van vroeg vanoggend af weer lang toue buite Eskom kantore in veral die Soweto gebied. Die minister het gevra dat Eskom seker maak dat slegs die wat 'n probleem met hulle elektroniese meter het, in die tou staan. President Cyril Ramaphosa sê die registrasie van Spaza winkels is belangrik om die township ekonomie te formaliseer. Hy het gister die presidensiële mikro, klein en medium ondernemings en koöperatiewe toekennings toegespreek. Dit kom 'n week nadat owerhede begin het om toe te slaan op onwettige winkels as deel van die stryd teen die uitbreking van voedselverwante siektes. Spaza winkels en ander klein besighede het nou minder as 21 dae om te registreer.
This way is to give small businesses form, is to give them good legitimacy, is to make sure that they are recognized and also respected. But this also is going to assist our local government sphere to ensure that they implement the regulations.
Meer hieroor by jackrandafm.com. Klik op news. In internasionale nuus in Laos sê die dodetal nou tot 6 gestyg van buitelandse toeriste wat na bewering alkohol gedrink het wat met methanol vergiftig was. Die buitelanders van Denemarke, Australië, Brittanje en Amerika was deel van 'n groep van sowat 12 toeriste wat verlede week ernstig siek geword en na 'n hospitaal in Bangkok gehaas is. Die regering van die Suidoos-Asië land sê 'n ondersoek is onderweg. En die parkeerterrein by IJsland se wêreldbekende Blue Lagoon is deur lava verswelg nadat 'n nabygeleë vulkaan die 7de keer in minder as 'n jaar uitgebars het. Hotelgaste en nabygeleë huise moes ook vinnig ontruim word. Seismoloog sê 'n foutlyn wat reeds lank dormant onder die landskap gelê het, is nou aktief. Ex-Khadid Souza, the top story at this hour. Patients evacuated from the ICU after a fire at the Steve Biko Academic Hospital this morning.
Well done to everybody there. I'm telling you what, you had to be on the ball to have spotted that thing, get the right people in to put extinguish the fire and everything. Brilliant job. Khada, you have done it again. You have just made us all look good by being here, being sharp, being on top of things. So here's new words for you. And these are words which are genuine English words, but they have fallen out of favor. But if we keep the negative ones, I don't understand that. The words are gruntled, shoveled, whelmed, kempt, and combobulated. You could take the discombobulated,
disheveled, no.
And by the way, seeing as it's a cat today, I found out something this morning because I found it in a tweet.
Yes.
Do you know that cats, all cats...
Listen, when you start a sentence with, do you know that cats, I go yes, because it won't... yes.
Did you know? No, this is something that, like, seriously, I bet you didn't know this because, well, cats, all cats, from house cats to lions, are the only mammals that don't have sweetness receptors on their tongues.
What?
They can't taste.